This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now I need Sirianni to go out to this to his press conference. They should play this when he gets to the podium.
He should tell y'all, I told y'all, back up off me.
Me specifically. Sirianni's press conference coming up here in just a couple minutes. We'll carry that live. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go to Sirianni here, we want to thank our friends and your former neighbors, Hugh. Who run the Jug Handle Inn.
Yes.
Catch all the games and the best wings at the Jug Handle
Inn. Kevin and Nicole, thank you.
Plus great happy hour specials. That's the Jug Handle in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. They brought us today an incredible array of food, including some wings. And we get to be, this is so cool, we get to be the taste testers and help them decide what's going to be the wing flavor of the month in December. And here's what we're going to do. We'll take some time during the Sirianni press conference to think this through as a team.
Already made up my mind.
Yeah, no, you got yours locked in.
I'm not gonna say anything. Though.
We just tasted. It was four. We think
yes.
Four different kinds of wing sauces.
I already made my mind.
They were
though.
All awesome.
The what do you call them? What do you call these? I've got to show them to you.
There was Taco Tuesday.
No, not the Taco Tuesday. I thought we were gonna save it for the sequel.
Well, I'll just
these yeah. right here. What do you call these? Like egg rolls?
Yeah. You tell me.
I have a brain fart. Yeah, the egg roll. These egg rolls are slamming. I don't think it was the breakfast egg roll, and it wasn't the pierogi. It was the other one. I forgot the name, but they're really good.
Yeah, the food's incredible. They hung out with us last year and brought us food around this time. And
yes.
They had the pumpkin spice last year.
And I poo-pooed it, but then until I tasted it, yeah, that was. Kevin back there, he has a magic wand or something, doing some sorcery to the chicken wings and the sauces.
Very, very good stuff.
Very,
all right,
very
so
good stuff.
We tasted them all. We're going to think through it. As a team, we'll decide as a show what we think is the best sauce we taste. We'll get to that, of course. We have Nick Sirianni coming up here in a couple of minutes, and we thank the Jug Handle for coming in today. Steve in Columbus, New Jersey. What's up, Steve? Steve? Going once. Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Steve, there you are. I knew you were there. I never doubted
doing,
it. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, you all going to have a turkey on your table Thursday?
Yeah. Yes.
Everybody? Yeah, yeah.
No.
It's been Happy Birds Week, man. Happy
oh,
Birds Week.
Can't lose
Happy
on Birds
Bird
Week.
Week.
You like that? Yeah.
Anyway,
no.
this team's better than the 22 team, without a doubt. You know, and as far as Owens is concerned mm-hmm. and Barkley, mm-hmm. when Owens can jump and move backward in the air, I'll give it to him. But Barkley's the guy.
Well, but hold on. I hear you on that. But it's not who's the better athlete.
Man, that's a one-off, man.
Yeah. I mean, let's not forget who the athlete T.O. was and the player he was. I think we're living in the – it's a cool to live in the moment. But now we're acting like T.O. wasn't a great athlete either.
No, he was. No. He was, without a doubt. And that was a great team. But they didn't finish it. This team's going to go to the Super Bowl and win it, provided the NFL doesn't mess with the turf in New Orleans. That was the problem with the 22 team.
Well, that didn't help. Yeah, they couldn't have their footing.
That turf killed them, and that's why he couldn't get to the quarterback. But in any case, I think that the 22 team versus this team, they have 14 wins. This team's going to hit 15. They're going to win out the rest of the year.
Win out. I love it. All right, Steve, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
Hughes Clues, football's a tradition, and in this family, we root against the Cowboys every Thanksgiving.
That's a fun one, a holiday tradition, rooting against the Cowboys. Steve, that's not it, but I think Steve missed the second clue, because Hughes said the second clue is he never got it.
I never understood that.
It's very easy to understand rooting against the Cowboys.
Yeah, definitely understand that.
That one's simple.
I always root against the Cowboys.
I can't believe that we have to sit through. I mean, I'm going to fall asleep. But Cowboys-Giants on Thanksgiving is brutal.
I'd be drunk somewhere, laughing and giggling, maybe singing some karaoke.
The perfect time for the nap post-meal.
Yeah. So how do you think, what's the best way to do it? You roll the food out right as that game starts. You eat through the beginning. Then you kind of fall asleep.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
The first game is Lions-Bears, so at least you get one of the best teams in the league.
Watch them beat the brakes?
Yeah, but Caleb Williams on a big stage is interesting.
It is. He's never been there before.
Compete with the team that's the top of the division? And then the night game's interesting. You get the Dolphins and the Packers.
The Black Friday game.
Raiders and Chiefs.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Good one.
Yeah.
Close game?
No, they always play each other tough, man. Like, y'all sleeping on the Raiders how much they hate each other.
This is the Chiefs' get-right game.
You think so? I think it's going to be a good game, man.
17-point win.
Hate each other.
The Raiders can hate them all they want. There might not be anything they can do about it.
I don't know. Who's the Raiders quarterback on Friday?
Gardner Minshew?
No, he broke his collarbone.
Oh, he broke it.
Out.
Damn.
Done. I think they're tanking for Shador. they're done. John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good, John. What are you thinking?
So, listen, first off, I meant to call yesterday because Hugh definitely was showing his ass off. But is... what'd you say?
I said he get it.
Oh. He got it. He got it.
I get it.
Is anyone showing their ass off today?
Sure, you show your ass a little bit.
No. I think he was showing his ass off, in the opposite way. He's doing it in a bad way today.
God. I can't believe right in there showing your ass here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just a daily thing for him. I don't know. I don't know. When you guys said is Saquon Barkley better than T.O.?
Mm-hmm.
Back when I played football, I was a wide receiver. I had the jersey number 88 because, Randy Moss and stuff. And I asked my coach every single day, can you print out the number 81? Because I want the jersey number like T.O. T.O. was just an amazing athlete. Things that he did was just unreal, being tall at that size, as fast as he was. And it seemed like I could quarterback and throw for like 2,000-3,000 yards if he was my receiver. And as far as the Eagles, I think now they're better than the team that went to the Super Bowl, only because Jalen Hurts, he has, more experience and stuff. He's calling out the blitz. I just believe that this offense is more dynamic. And when you throw in Saquon Barkley, I don't even think running backs are as elusive as they used to be. But, the running backs that we had before him, they just weren't doing the things that he was doing. He's out there juking. He's outrunning. You seen the run that he had. A.J. Brown was trying to catch up to him, and he just looked light years faster. And I'm pretty sure A.J. Brown wasn't, running 100%. But Saquon Barkley is just everything that he does. It just looks better than everybody. He looks faster than everybody. He looks stronger than everybody. He just has a certain type of command that I haven't really seen from any other player.
Yeah. It's a unique thing, the way he's able to do it. I mean, the size and speed he has, and he can cut a corner the way he does, John. It's just, there's not many running backs ever that have that combination of things. And the point you made about them being more experienced, I think that is something. They were a pretty young team when they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago on the offensive side. Now, Jalen's got 2 extra years in him. You're right, better against the blitz, better against, kind of picking up things on defense. So they're different, but they're more experienced for sure.
Yeah, and if I could say one more thing, I think because the Eagles failed then, I think that's the reason why they're better now. If things start to go, awry, they have a blueprint of this is how we fix it. This is what we can do now. Oh, these were the bad habits that we fell into before. Let's not do that. So I think just that experience just puts them on a whole nother level.
Yeah, well, hopefully it shows up in the biggest moments. All right, John, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
Somebody stole mine with the mistletoe earlier, but I'm going to say pardoning a turkey.
Pardon? That's since I'm getting talked about. I didn't know that was a real thing.
Pardon a turkey? You're not in on that?
Oh, he did. Did he
he's
hang
out.
Up?
He's out. Well, we didn't even tell him it was the right answer or not. It's not. It's not pardon a turkey.
Nah.
You ever pardoned a turkey before?
Hell no. A turkey about to be convicted and eaten. What are you talking about, pardon a turkey? Ain't that what the president do?
Yeah, it's not up to you to pardon the turkey.
That's what I'm saying. So how is that a tradition? I guess you meant the tradition. Yeah.
Pardons a turkey every year.
Just wondering if you ever did it. I'm just asking him a question. I mean, my favorite thing is...
Are we aware of what tradition means at this point?
No, I do. I mean, I just, okay.
Do you like traditions?
They're okay, some of them. Well, I just didn't, you know... The wishbone one is the one that got me flummoxed.
We haven't really moved past that. I mean,
the one that I watched, the Bloody Mary cart, that's pretty live. That was in the top three traditions.
Oh, stop.
It was.
That many people are doing Bloody Marys?
I guess they are.
I mean, I don't mind on a holiday if you're going to be home all day.
You start the fun early, but a Bloody Mary cart. They're pushing the chips to the middle of the table early in the day.
Yeah, they are. Andy in Westchester pushing his chips in right now. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy? How are you?
I'm good. I grew up in Camden, and I know about the wishbone.
Why is Camden like the epicenter?
Yes,
for like people
that was actually.
Oh, I got you. I know, Andy. Yeah. I know. I'm picking with you.
I was going to say you grew up in Camden.
Nope, the mean streets of Westchester.
I knew you were going, Andy. I got you.
So I think this team is definitely better than 22. One of the reasons. Two of the reasons are, you know, we've had for years these Vic Fangio disciples. Now we got the guy. And 22, we had Saquon Barkley's backup. Now we got the guy. It's just, this is, I just think, a better constructed team, a more complete team. I know the defensive front isn't necessarily as good, but they're still solid. And the defense overall is just awesome, I think.
Well, it's been incredible. And, Andy, what's fun is they've done it now a couple times to a big-time quarterback, right? Joe Burrow, they just did it now to Matthew Stafford. Now we get to see Lamar. All right, let's get to the Sirianni press conference right now.
We'll start with Ruben, and then we'll go to Dave.
Hey, Nick, I wanted to ask you about N'Kobe Dean. I guess a two-part question. Number one, what did you see from N'Kobe his first 2 years when he wasn't playing as far as behind the scenes, and your impressions of the way he's playing now?
Yeah, N'Kobe's playing really good football. We're really excited about how he's continued to evolve as a player. I think you got to see N'Kobe be able to contribute on special teams, particularly when he was healthy in 2022, made a big hit that I remember against Tennessee and had some really good plays. And so you saw his ability, you saw his talent, and, you know, he waited patiently that year and then, you know, was able to get meaningful special teams reps that we saw, you know, great talent from. And then, you know, off the injury, worked his butt off to get himself back. And man, I can't say enough for how he prepares and how it's kind of translating to on the field. So I know he'll continue to work hard to continue to get better.
We'll go to Dave and then John.
Hey, Nick, as you think about the 4 years you've been here, what has Brandon Graham meant to you personally and professionally?
Yeah, can't say enough good things about BG. I think you guys have asked me this a couple times, and you know, just everybody in every workplace needs a Brandon Graham. Man, his energy is contagious. You can't get around him and not... If you're having a bad day and you get around him, he can turn your day positive. Obviously, the player speaks for itself in the play on the field. He's having a great year, but just can't say enough about him as a leader, as a captain, as a teammate. And you know, I've said this a bunch. Like when I first got the head coaching job, to have, you know, Fletch and Jason and Lane and BG, to have four guys that were 10-plus year Eagles at the offense and defensive line, really made the transition from a coordinator to a head coach made that a lot easier because of who they are as captains and people. And BG's right there at the top of the list. Yeah, means a lot to me. And yeah, just can't say enough good things about BG.
We'll go to John and then Brooks.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, I think
I'm next, so I guess I'll jump in. Hey, Nick, the off the field stuff with Brandon. Yeah, I obviously just tremendous impact on the organization, but on the field, multiple injuries at the same position, that can always cause problems. Do you feel you have enough there at this stage?
Yeah, I feel like the guys that we have good options in house, and I know that Howie and his staff and we'll leave no stone unturned. But again, like I said, the guys, you only focus on the guys that you have right now, and the guys that we have, I'm really excited about their opportunity. As bummed as I am for Brandon and losing him, I'm excited for these other guys' opportunities. You know, Nolan's been, Josh and Nolan and Jalix, you know, Nolan keeps getting better. Sweaty's having a great year. And Jalix is seeing an uptick in his snaps, and Jalix and Nolan, they, you know, play with relentless effort, great physicality. So as bummed as I am for BG, excited for opportunities that we have with guys in house, and you know, we have some other options as well in house.
We'll go to Brooks and then Martin.
Hey, Nick, I know you said Sunday that you know, you're holding out hope. You know, are there any, with Brandon, is there any more definitiveness about what the projections for rest of the year. I know he shared he was having surgery next week and questioned on the sideline, like, can you play with this? What do you envision with him for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty well known that he'll be out for the rest of the season. Again, my heart goes out to him and, how much he's put into this thing, his entire career, this season. And we'll sure as heck miss him. And I know one thing about BG is that, the play, like I said, speaks for itself. The leadership is very special. His leadership is very special. And BG is going to be around and, he's going to be still leading. I know that man can lead when he's on the field, when he's off the field, no matter what. And I'm excited that we still have his leadership and his ability. Everything that he feeds this football team. And so, again, but bum for Brandon.
We'll go to Martin and then Tim.
Hey, Nick, if I could change gears a little bit to the upcoming game against the Ravens, do you find that, a lot of the challenges that you guys will face, trying to stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are kind of similar to what opponents face, trying to deal with your duo of Jalen and Saquon?
Yeah, both different players, different schemes, everything like that. But I think what the thing that you can really focus on is Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are phenomenal football players that help their team win football games. And Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley are phenomenal football players that help their team win football games. So, excited about the opportunity this week because it's our next one. It'll be a really good opponent, really well coached, good players. Good atmosphere that will be there. Excited about the opportunity this week, and we're going to have to be on it, against a really good team.
We'll go to Tim and then Olivia.
And Nick, I know that your teams have gone up against Derrick Henry a decent amount over the course of your career. Any one game in particular or moment stand out to you? And then just your thoughts on being sort of front row to Barkley versus Henry on Sunday.
Sure. Yeah. Obviously both great football players. And a lot of respect for Derrick Henry. Been able to see him a bunch when I was in the division. I think we played him one time since I've been here, in 22. But yeah, big, strong, fast, hard to tackle, And so, that he is as advertised when you see him in person. And obviously, we all see it. You guys all see it. The play speaks for itself. And so we'll have to be good with our fundamentals, as you always. You got to be in the right positions on defense. You got to tackle well. You got to get off blocks well. You got to have relentless effort to the football, which is everything we pride ourselves in defensive football, playing good football. Because if you're not, he's able to hit a home run. And make you pay if not everybody's on the same page, if you're not tackling well, if you're not getting off blocks well, if you're not hustling to the football. And so it that part of it reminds you of Saquon, because it's similar, right? With Saquon, if the team doesn't tackle well, you're going against, get off blocks well, hustle the football, or not all on the same page, the home run can be, you can hit a home run. And it's similar for both guys.
We'll go to Olivia and then Bo.
Hey, Nick, when we talked to Britton Covey at the end of last week, he said that he feels like this team this year is better equipped to handle adversity just based on the experiences that they went through last year. And then by the way that the team has taken to your messaging of staying humble during this win streak. Do you agree with that premise? And either way, why or why not?
I think anytime you go through adversity, it makes you stronger if you allow it to. And one thing that, again, last year is in the past. We are 11 games into this season, and we've went through adversity this season as well. And when you go through that, do you let it, or do you let it shape you, right? Do you allow it to be humble and to learn the things that you can learn from it? Understanding that when you go through adversity, that is a great opportunity for growth. And I think that's what we've seen, right? Growth through adversity. That's You know, that's part of our nature, right? Of, you know, lifting in the weight room. You can't get stronger unless you go through adversity lifting. It's the same thing here. And having that mindset of like, hey, we're going to get better from this. And I think that's just been our mindset and what we learned from last year, what we've learned from some of the difficult things that we've went through this year. And so, yeah, I think that you're better as you go through adversity. And there's no question if you allow it to. And I believe that this team, this coaching staff, these players have allowed this, you know, our adversity that we've had through our time here together, shape us and get us to where we are right now. And so we'll continue to let our experiences mold us and strengthen us. And you know, a good opportunity this week for against a really good opponent.
We'll go to Bo and then Jimmy.
Hey, Nick, I just wanted to follow up on what happened at the end of the first half there and what you might do differently next time.
Yeah, not going to get too much into that. I'll keep it at the same as what we talked about after the game. We didn't coach it well enough. We didn't execute it well enough. So I'll just keep it at that right now. I respect your question, Bo. Sorry, I just don't want to get into too much there schematically.
Okay, thank you.
We'll go to Jimmy and then Chris.
Hey, Nick. Josh Sweat has 7 sacks during your 7-game winning streak. Seems to be having a bounce back season. Last year, he had that 4-game stretch where he played 60 or more snaps. He had a crazy game in, against the Bills where he played like 81, I think. Was there a conscious effort to kind of bring that down this year? I think this year his high snap total is 45 in any one game. And then obviously he's probably going to have to play a little more with BG being out. So how do you kind of balance, you know, keeping his snap counts down and also the need for him to play more with BG out?
Yeah. All our players, rep counts are on our mind and thought through. Everybody has an individualized plan. I think I've kind of answered this too through some Saquon questions, but everybody has an individualized plan. Sweaty's no different. He's having a good year. He's got his body in shape to play the plays that he's playing. But you go into every game, you think about everybody going into every game of how many, you know, touches you want them to have. Not that you always can control that, how many reps you want them to have, but there's some flexibility within a game to, you may have a number in mind of how much you want them to play, but it could swing 5-10 plays either way, right? So there's some grace there. But like I said, it's our job to think through every single player and their health and how we practice them and how we play them each week. With that being said, you do what you need to do to win each football game, and you try, just like I say with Saquon, you try to manage it through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, knowing that every game's so important, and every game you got to focus on how are you winning this football game. That's what you love about the NFL. It's unlike any other sport where, you know, all chips are in every single week because you got, you know, there's only 17 of them. And so to answer your question, it's always on our mind. It's on everybody's mind, or every player's mind. Everyone's got an individual plan. And then, you know, it can go back and forth with where you get it to. And when you get into a game, things can change a little bit and will change a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
We'll go to Chris and then Ed.
Afternoon, Nick. Milton Williams had a strong game against the Rams. What have you seen from him this season? And do you think that his versatility lends itself to him playing on out edge more now that BG is out?
Again, like I said, we have options to do different things there. Milton's done a really good job. He's tough. He works hard. Good teammate. All the things you want out of one of your players. Plays with good fundamentals. His fundamentals continue to get better. You know, I've said a lot of nice things about Bobby King as a linebacker coach. Clint Hurt's done an unbelievable job as our defensive tackle coach. And helping our defensive tackles get better fundamentally, and Milton's Milton has seen that success because of how he works and the coaching that he's getting from Clint. He made a couple nice plays in our game and had a really nice game in our game against the Rams. And then for that being said, you can't be great without the greatness of others. A lot of double teams were going towards Jalen Carter in that game, which left Milton have some opportunities one-on-one that he was able to win. And so it's just a style of good defense. Again, you need your teammate, you need your brother to play the best of your abilities. And I think we saw that on Sunday.
I'll go to Ed and then finish with Zach.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. Just to ask you about your schedule here. You don't have to get on a plane for the next rest of the season, two bus trips and four of your last five at home. What's the value of that at this point in the season, especially for a team that has played so many games coming out of an early bye?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've made up all that time on the Brazil trip and the Los Angeles trip last week. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's good. It's really at this time of the year. It's a benefit. There's no doubt. To be in this, be in Philadelphia where you have these close teams next to you that you can have bus trips to, that's huge. And then to have we played a lot of road games early on, but when you play a lot of road games early on, now you get the opportunity to play some home games. So we love being at home in front of our fans where it's loud, one of the best place to play in the NFL. We know how rowdy it will be when we get back home in a week. Yeah, I think it's it's an advantage to teams that think it's an advantage, and we definitely think it will be an advantage for us. Give us an opportunity to be home and not get on a plane here. So excited about that. But all we're really thinking about, I think that's big picture, and that's something that I need to look at every once in a while. Only thing we're focused on right here as a football team is the Baltimore Ravens.
We'll finish with Zach here.
Hey, good afternoon, Nick. What's your philosophy or policy as far as injured players traveling with team, being around the team during the week? Because in the past 4 years, it's kind of varied based on the player and the injury.
Yeah, it's exactly it, Zach. Everybody's a little bit different. I want these guys to be. I know what it's like to go through an injury as a football player, and it can be a really lonely place. Where you're watching your teammates go out every week. I put myself back to 2001 where I'm out with a leg injury at Mount Union. And every time my roommates left to go play a game, I'd be sobbing in my room that I wasn't able to be a part of that. And so I like to be very sympathetic towards that. And I want the guys, I want the guys always to be around the team. Meetings, games, home or away. Everything is dictated, though, on the player's safety. Can they be on the sideline for a game based off their injury? Is it safe for them to have a plane ride, in which case we don't have, or the bus ride, a long bus ride, right? And so everyone, we talk about that every week at the beginning of the week. Hey, is this guy good to go? Boom, here. And then with guys in IR, we got a little formula for all those things to have a plan for all those guys. But I think the most important thing that I want those guys to feel from me and from the team is that just because they're not on the field, they have contributed to where we are to this point and will continue to contribute, and they're part of this football team. And because it is lonely, man. It can be a lonely place. I hate saying that, but like it really can. And so you want to embrace these guys, put your arms around them, and let them know that they're in it with us until the very end, and a reason why we're in the position we're in it currently. And so, but everyone's treated a little bit different based off their injury, and whether it's safe or not for them to, or beneficial or not for their recovery, to be on the field or to be in a plane.
As a natural follow-up, I'm sure you've seen Brandon's sentiment that he's going to be around. Is that your expectation that he'll be able to take these trips and be, whether it's practice or games?
Haven't got to that point yet. I sure as heck hope so. We need him. I need him. The team needs him because, again, Brandon Graham affects the team way more than just on the field because you guys know him. I mean, because of the person he is, because of the captain he is, because of the teammate he is. His enthusiasm and love for football and love for his teammates is infectious. And like I said, everybody in every workplace, I hope and I wish that they have a Brandon Graham available to them, because it brings up everybody every single day. And that is a special, special quality that Brandon Graham has. And so, yeah, I will be, even if they say that he might not be able to go on the sideline, I will be lobbying with everything I have to make sure that he can. And I'll do my best to protect him on the sideline if the ball gets anywhere close to him.
Thank you.
There was the coach's press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.